This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM. To discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Accidents happen, and when they do to your vehicle, you want the job done right. For that, you need two things, the right person and the right equipment. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra has both. Body shop manager and Carlinville resident Jeremy Gons has certified technicians and the latest equipment like a frame straightening rack, sandblasting booth, a 100 alignment machine, and downdraft bake finish paint booth to give you a factory finish. They can paint your bumper, fix the deer hitch, or even do color spray in blenders. And they provide loaner cars. Accidents happen. Let Jerry and the crew at Smokey Jennings handle it for you. Getting the job done right since 1946.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. First of all, on the Farm Show on this Wednesday, the overnight crude oil market, 32 cents lower at $105.93, while Brent crude, 3 cents lower at $121.63. The April gold contract, $2 lower at $1,756.50, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.171 higher at 79.215. The DTN general opening call for today, expect corn to open 2 to 4 lower, beans 6 to 8 lower, wheat 2 to 4 cents lower. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 633. That was down 11 cents. May wheat closed at 636 and 3 quarter, down 11. July wheat closed at 651 and a half, down 8 and a quarter. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 629 and a half. That was down 12 and a quarter. May corn closed at 633 and a half, down 11 and three quarter. July corn closed at 637 and a half. That was down 10 and three quarter. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1271. That was up 3 and a half. May beans closed at 1277, up 3 and a quarter. July beans closed at 1285, that was up 3 cents. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 330.20, that was down 23. May meal closed at 332.70, down 24. July meal closed at 334.60, down 28. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 54.06, that was up 66 cents. May oil closed at 54.45, up 65. July oil closed at 54.85, up 70. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 320 and a half, down 3 and a quarter. May oats closed at 317 and a quarter, down 3 cents. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report for Tuesday, February the 21st. Negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 3,230 head, and they traded $1.42 lower from 76 to 88.5 with a weighted average of 81.83. And in Illinois today, there was 15,400 head of bears and gilts sold. Primal cutout values for a loin were 39 cents lower today at $86.07. The Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report, today's estimated receipts is 750 head, and that's compared to Monday's actual of 775. Sows traded 1 to 2 higher with moderate demand on moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds, $50 to $54. 4 to 5 weights traded from 52 to 58, and over 500 pounds traded from 55 to $60. The Illinois direct bears and gilts traded steady again this morning from $56 to $61. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs are at 422,000 on the day, and that's compared to 424,000 both last week and last year. Cattle are at 126,000 on the day. That's compared to 124,000 last week and 130,000 last year. The USDA estimated box beef choice cutout values, there was a total of 115 fabricated loads and 45 trim loads. Choice carcasses are up $2.34 at $1.94.15, while select carcasses are up $2.77 at $1.91.15, leaving the choice select spread at an even $3. At the Shelbyville Livestock Auction, they had an opening report. They estimate 480 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded 50 cents to a dollar higher, while slaughter Holstein steers traded steady to one higher. Slaughter steers choice yield grade 2s and 3s from $1.25 to $1.31.75, and a few high dressers from $1.31.75 to $1.32.25. Select and choice steers were trading from $1.20 to $1.24. Choice Holsteins are at 1.14 1/4 to $1.19.5, and slaughter heifers choice yield grade 2s and 3s from $1.25 to $1.31. Select and choice heifers are at 1.23 to $1.24. Thank you. This has been Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Ag Market News. Now sending you back to the main studios of WSMI.
Now we'll go back to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's Grain Market News Report. Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Tuesday afternoon, with soybeans higher and corn and wheat values lower. Fund selling at the Board of Trade weighed on corn and wheat futures, though weekly export inspection figures were above trade expectations. Weekly export inspections for corn totaled 34.7 million bushels, with wheat at 22.15 million bushels. Soybeans were given a boost when private exporters announced the sale of 250,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 11 to 12 lower at 624 to 638, while soybeans gained 3 to 5 cents at 1245 to 1264. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 12 to 13 cents at 631 to 652. Soybeans were up 2 to 4 cents at 1257 to 1279, while the wheat bids were mostly 11 cents lower at 620 to 643. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported those corn bids 13 cents lower, ranging from 631 to 637, and soybeans were up 2 to 6 cents at 1256 to 1266, with soft red winter wheat down 10 to 13 at 627 to 637. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 14 to 19 cents weaker at 632 to 639. Soybeans gained 5 to 6 cents at 1280 to 1283, with new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery down 5 to 11 cents at 633 to 637. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 to 12 cents lower at 655 to 658. These same elevators lifted their soybean prices by 7 cents with quotations at 1301 to 1304. Soft red or winter wheat lost 11 cents on Tuesday, a range from 647 to 658, and the Milo 15 cents lower at 621 to 622. In addition to our grain report tonight, we have the Illinois production cost report. In that report, anhydrous ammonia range from $810 to $875 per ton, an average of $848.31. That's $3.89 per ton lower. Urea ranged from $508 to $535 per ton, with an average of $520.43, down $9.32. Liquid 28% nitrogen ranged from 375 to 405. That's unchanged from our prior report. Diammonium phosphate at $600 to $710 a ton, an average of $652.92. That's up only 38 cents. Monoammonium phosphate remained unchanged from our prior report, ranging from $620 to $715. Potash ranged from $580 to $670. That's an average of $631.72. That's down 31 cents. And the farm delivered diesel fuel ranged from $3.41 to $3.60 per gallon, an average of $3.50. That's up 5 cents per gallon. That is our grain and cost of production report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
April hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 89.82, down 55. May hogs closed at 98.72, down 17. June hogs closed at 99.35, down 2 cents. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 128.90, up 30. April cattle closed at 131.12, up 22. June cattle closed at 128.67, up 20. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 158.60, up 17. April feeders closed at 160.85, up 37. May feeders closed at 162.35, up 55. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, February Class 3 milk closed at 16.07, unchanged. March milk at 15.41, down 27. April milk closed at 15.26, down 37. February butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 147, unchanged. March butter at 146.5, unchanged. April butter at 152.5, unchanged. Non-fat dry milk for February on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 138, unchanged. For March, 132.75, unchanged. For April, 131.25, that was down a half. Spot prices for block cheese, 148.5, down a quarter. Barrel cheese, 148, unchanged. Butter, 141.5, unchanged. Non-fat dry milk, 129.25, unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk, 17.05. Productivity per cow increased 2.5% for January versus January of 2011. This 1% greater than historical average gain of 1.5% annually. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $6.37. For March, $6.37. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.29. For March, $6.29. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $12.64. For March, $12.55. Wheat delivered to Scottville for February, $6.07. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.37. Corn at Scottville, $6.29. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $12.64. And wheat at Scottville, $6.07. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra. Color Radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs to fuel, propane, turf, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Coupon, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Becoming cloudy later today, high temperatures in the upper 50s with southwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 40s, and for tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy and windy, a slight chance of a shower, the high in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy and colder with a slight chance of snow on Friday. Low temperatures in the upper 20s, highs in the upper 30s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have light south winds, the barometric pressure falling, our temperature 34 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Carlinville Area Hospital thanks the citizens of Carlinville and surrounding towns for the support given to the hospital. The hospital reminds you that they are there to serve you, offering excellent health care close to home. Carlinville Area Hospital has an array of services at your disposal, including a smoking cessation program, swing bed therapy, digital mammography, and a whole lot more. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent health care close to home.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you on this Wednesday morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. While corn prices have declined marginally since the first of the year, soybean prices, according to University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good, particularly for the 2012 crop, have increased. That strength in the soybean market, he thinks, is being generated by deteriorating crop prospects in South America and expectations for fewer planted acres in the United States. Mr. Good points to the most recent USDA supply and demand report as evidence.
The USDA lowered the projected size of the 2012 South American crop by 215 million bushels, or just over 4%. That reduction comes on the heels of a 90 million bushel reduction last month. While the USDA lowered the forecast of South American soybean exports by 105 million bushels, the projection of U.S. exports was not increased. Instead, both projected world imports and projected South American stocks were reduced.
Nearly half of the 80 million bushel reduction in projected world imports was for China, reflecting lower than expected imports in the last quarter of the 2011 calendar year. Weather conditions in Argentina over the past month were not as adverse as in December and early January, but conditions there and in southern Brazil and Paraguay have been far from ideal, according to Good. Unless world demand is weaker than currently projected, additional crop losses there could propel U.S. exports above the current forecast. That would be good for the first quarter of the 2012-13 marketing year. It starts in the fall.
For the current year, the USDA expects U.S. exports to be 15% less than the record exports of a year ago. To date, shipments plus outstanding sales are 30% less than those of a year ago. Last year, however, export activity was unusually strong in the first half of the year and weak in the last half. The margin of difference between exports this year and last year will narrow as the year progresses.
A smaller South American crop might also buoy U.S. soybean meal exports and therefore the domestic crush above the current projection. It seems likely, then, that the marketing year ending stocks of U.S. soybeans will be somewhat less than the current projection of 275 million bushel. That's good for the old crop soybean prices. New crop soybeans have been supported on ideas farmers will sow fewer acres of beans in the United States. This stems from the 1.3 million acre increase in winter wheat seedings last fall and the expected 2 to 3 million acre increase in corn plantings. However, Mr. Good cautions with 1.6 million acres released from the CRP last September, prospects for up to a million fewer acres of cotton and the likelihood of at least 4 to 5 million fewer prevented planted acres in 2012 than in 2011, there should be ample opportunity for more acres of corn, wheat, and soybeans this year. The bottom line, according to Darrell Good, a rebound in March and November futures might be limited to near the $13 area for now. Herbicide-resistant versions of water hemp are spreading north in the state of Illinois, and as Todd Gleason reports, a second more aggressive herbicide-resistant weed is right on its heels.
Glyphosate-resistant versions of water hemp have been showing up in southern Illinois for quite some time. Today, there are populations of this plant that have adapted to as many as five different families of herbicides farmers have used to control it. Now, water hemp is a powerhouse of a weed, says University of Illinois Extension weed scientist Aaron Hager.
Water hemp is really a species that's very well adapted to modern farming practices. It has a lot of biological characteristics that really allow it to thrive in modern farming systems. For example, produces an abundant amount of seed, and they're very, very small seed that typically don't germinate if they're buried very deeply into the soil profile. And as we've seen a pretty dramatic shift over the decades to more limited tillage and even no tillage, very good environment for these small seeded species really to thrive.
Water hemp plants are either male or female, too. It has to cross in order to produce seed, and that crossing creates genetic diversity. Oh, and one more path to pass on herbicide resistance. So water hemp is one tough weed for farmers to deal with in the state of Illinois. But if they think it's bad, wait until they meet its bigger, badder cousin from the south, Palmer amaranth.
This is another dioecious amaranthus. It's very similar in a lot of respects to water hemp in its biology, But a lot of work down through the years has clearly shown that it's a much more competitive species than even water hemp is. It's a very aggressively, very rapidly growing species. We talk about water hemp maybe growing, perhaps on a good day it may put on about an inch of new growth. Palmer, on the other hand, may put on 2 to 3 inches of new growth.
And yes, Palmer amarantha is in the state of Illinois. These are found in the wild in the middle of the state. There is a population in southern Illinois that has been confirmed glyphosate resistant. And like water hemp, it will be a growing problem. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Great pork tenderloin recipes are available at porkbeinspired.com. Michelle Dudish is a registered dietitian and Cordon Bleu certified chef and encourages consumers to seek out those heart-healthy recipe ideas.
Here you're going to find dozens of heart-healthy recipes, including the recipes that I developed. Also, there is during the month of February for American Heart Month, people can visit facebook.com/porkbeinspired. And right now, if you like them, if you like that page, you can click on the Win Pork. And throughout the month of February, they're giving away $50 in pork tenderloin to on a daily basis. So people can enter to pledge to eat healthy by eating pork tenderloin.
The American Heart Association has certified pork tenderloin to carry the Heart Check mark. Ms. Dudesh says the culinary community was excited to hear that news.
As chefs, we love pork. I think especially with French classic training, we love pork a lot. And so pork tenderloin, it's great because it's not only lean, but it's juicy. So you're not sacrificing on taste. And one of the biggest things with making it juicy, last year the USDA recently announced that pork can safely be cooked to 145 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's for whole cuts of pork, including pork tenderloin. The important thing you want to do with that is give it a 3-minute rest time, and that's going to redistribute the juices, make it tender, safe to eat, of course. And I have to tell you, when that news came out, chefs were excited across the country. So that was huge news. So now that I think that's out there, hopefully we'll be seeing even more people enjoying pork and taking advantage of the health benefits as well.
Ms. Dudish says pork tenderloin is delicious and also packed with nutrition. Pork tenderloin won't add extra fat or calories to the diet. For more information, folks can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to pork.org or phone 800-456-PORK. A mild winter across the Northeast is injecting extra uncertainty into maple syrup season, but many producers say they'll just go with the flow whenever it starts. Temperatures have been up and snowfall totals have been down, raising concerns about the maple syrup crop. But producers say the weather during the 6-week season when sap flows matters more than the weather leading up to it. Below freezing nights followed by warm days are necessary to start the sap flowing. Those conditions have already arrived in some areas, prompting some producers to start tapping their trees earlier than usual. The season could end early, too, if prolonged stretches of warm weather result in budding trees. Last year, U.S. maple production, led by Vermont, hit an all-time high of 2.79 million gallons. Some local reminders on this Wednesday morning. The Gillespie FFA chapter is having a chili supper Thursday evening at 6:30. It will be held in the Gillespie High School cafeteria. The annual 4-H FFA rabbit workshop will be held at Southwestern High School at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. For more information, contact Judy Benz, the 4-H program coordinator at the Jersey County Extension Office at 618-498-2913, or Tim Reed of Southwestern High School at 618-729-3211. And coming up Saturday night, the Madison County Fair Association will have their first annual chicken and beer dance. It's being held at the Madison County Fairgrounds Expo Hall. Advance tickets available at Hamel Co-op Grain, Willis Insurance of Troy, the Highland Branch of the Bank of Edwardsville, Oberbeck Grain of Highland, and First Mid-Illinois Bank and Trust of Highland. The Central Illinois Livestock Feeders will have their annual dinner dance featuring the band The Fundamentals. It will be held on Saturday night, March 3rd at 6 at the Witt Lyons Building. For tickets, contact Julie Nodal at 273-4768. or Dorothy Archibald at 556-6501. That's all for part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning. We'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.